Dad, I'm going to ask Mr. Alvarado to step forward and say a few words.
I just like to thank you for coming, and I'd like to tell you that this is the worst thing that can happen to our family. Because not only did the loss of a member, somebody got destroyed. But for a lot of people, they don't give it down. Especially for the police department, I advise this for the police department. That they don't care for justice. But somehow, there's going to be a justice. Because if they don't do it right here, it can go to the Supreme Court. And believe it or not, justice is going to be done. And that's not only in my family, there's three more families that have been destroyed. Why? Because when you lose a son, I hope you guys never have to do that. Be on my place. Because you can imagine what it's like. Nighttime, daytime, that's bad. Some people, they just look and they say, you know, he's there. What are you worried about it? But you know what? This town is full of Latinos, about 80%. Why is the reason only Latinos get killed? I say, I don't want to say that I want to see somebody else. No. But hey, instead of kill Latinos, they should provide something better for our kids, for our teenagers, programs after school. Since happened, you know, those accidents, now they open the PAL program, they want to cover up. I worked for the PAL program. I was coach of the year for 3-4 years. There's nothing but community work, not only police department. They never say that's a police department. That's a community work because we are volunteers without pay, and they get paid to go and take the kids out of town all the time. But they want to say that, you know, they do something good. Well, let's do something good. They got to investigate, you know, all those that's been involved on this issue. The way if they, we go by law. If they broke the law, they might pay for it. There's no reason for just put it back to work. What guarantees we got that your son is not going to be next? Thank you very much.